Captain Ben Saunderson joins me here right now. What a crazy hockey game. I mean, it was pretty boring as far as things going on. I mean, it was a 1-0 game. You finally made it 2-0. Looked like you guys were home and cooled. And then all of a sudden, all heck broke loose in the final couple of minutes in the third period.
For sure. I liked the majority of our game. Our first, I loved our first. Second, we kind of went to sleep a little bit. And the third was better. But another lesson for our group. We kind of talked about it in the room. We're glad we can learn lessons and get points out of things. Obviously, need to clean up 5-6 the last couple of games. Haven't been great, but overall pretty proud of the group.
Yeah, you get a goal. You hadn't scored in quite a while, but you get a goal in the third period. I was surprised. I mean, you just sort of sauntered into the zone. I'm open. Hey, get it to me, and bang, you scored. Tell me about what you saw on that play.
For sure. Honestly, it starts in our own end. We won a puck battle. Willie won it on the wall and got down, and I saw a little bit of open ice, and that's something I kind of been looking to do a bit more this year, and jumped up, and Willie made a great play.
And they got, like you said, the 5-on-6 situations. They scored twice. The second one's still got to be as weird as it gets, where the dump-in is driven right into you and comes free while you're writhing on the ice and the guy scores. Like, and it hit you not where I thought it hit you. I thought it hit you in the midsection and felled you. Where did it hit you?
I just got it in the hand, actually. I was kind of turning to go back for the puck, and it ended up hitting me. And kind of I was turning and kind of got caught off guard and fell down. And, yeah, it's unlucky. Puck squeaks through. But super proud of the group. Picked me up and got the job done in overtime.
And then in overtime, were you and Cooper aware of what was going on behind the play?
I kind of saw it as I was going up the ice. But honestly, the building helped me on that one. There was a lot of yelling and booing, so I figured we had 2-on-2, and then Lou got up and got into the rush quick and had a 3-on-2, and props to him.
Yeah. What's up with Parsi with that, trying to get the fans going like that?
Just, cheer along with them as they're booing
sure.
us. You know,
yeah.
Just a little goodbye.
It's nice to be able to, I mean, it's 30 wins again this season, and a lot of folks didn't think you'd get to 30 wins this year. So you guys have got to be proud of what you've been able to accomplish with everything that's gone on, all the upheaval and all the differences and things like that, and you guys coming in. It's still, you're able to come through and win games like this.
For sure. A lot of people had us not winning like next to none games, right? And it's something we're super proud of, but we're not okay with it. I think we take that into every single night, that people are still doubting us, and we've been successful using that as motivation. I don't think we can get complacent with it, and we've hit our 30 wins and perfect. I think we just use that every single night, that people are doubting us, and bring it onto the ice and get wins.
Congrats, man.
Perfect. Thanks, Les.
Well done. Ben Saunderson, captain of the Saskatoon Blades, joining us here on the post-game show.